this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio to present it. My name is Mumba Taylash. The headlines. Newly sworn in Commissioner of Lands asked to address land issues. LCC takes action towards trend of vandalizing public infrastructure. WHO says Israel's offensive in central Gaza has compromised its efforts. And renovation works at Sunset Stadium underway. And now the news in detail. President Aga Ndehejilema has directed newly sworn-in Commissioner of Lands, Shadrick Mbewe, to address land issues in Chongwe State Lodge and the country at large. President Hichilema has noted with displeasure the illegal allocation of land already belonging to the state, arguing that unlawful issuance of title on state land will not be tolerated. He was speaking during the swearing-in of the Commissioner of Lands and Lieutenant General Sitali Aluwuzi as Ambassador Supreme and Extraordinary to the Federal Republic of Brazil. Others sworn in are Brigadier General Wilson Tembo as Ambassador Plenipotentiary and Extraordinary to the Federal Republic of Zimbabwe and Wesley Hazemba as Ambassador Plenipotentiary and Extraordinary to the State of Israel, respectively. Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary Gabriel Pollen has called for collaborative efforts between foreign investors and Zambians by setting up joint venture projects in all the country's 116 local authorities. In a statement, Dr. Pollen has implored investors to spread their investments to rural communities in the country. He says all local authorities should stand ready to partner with any business interested to invest in solar energy, agriculture, street lighting and solid management.
We are calling upon China to partner with our local authorities to foster economic development and rural development, so rural revitalization, if you like. Already Zambia hosts one of the largest Chinese communities in Africa, and this has been ongoing and has intensified over the last 2 decades. We see a lot of Chinese businesses, and we are creating an enabling environment to foster further cooperation. The local authorities, therefore, in Zambia, the one that we supervise under the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development, stand ready to partner with any business interested in a range of sectors such as solar energy, agriculture, digital licensing, street lighting, and solid waste management.
Meanwhile, Vice President of Xinjiang University, Professor Zhao Jinghong, has reaffirmed his country's commitment in providing bilateral platforms with other countries to enhance approaches towards accelerating rural development in underdeveloped areas. Patriotic Front PF Acting President Given Luindase's Robert Chavinga has no mandate to represent the party. Speaking during a press briefing, Mr. Luindase says this action by Mr. Chavinga constitutes judicial contempt. He has bemoaned the continued recognition of Mr. Chavinga as leader of opposition in parliament by Speaker of the National Assembly Nelly Muti, stating that the PF only recognizes Mao Sampa as leader of the opposition. Mr. Luvinda reiterated his allegations against Republican President Aga Ndehejilema that state machinery is being used to destabilize the former ruling party. Now, the Lusaka City Council LCC has taken action towards the growing trend of vandalizing of public infrastructure, particularly in the Central Business District, CBD. In a statement, LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the council is concerned about the establishment of illegal car washes and the destruction of water supply pipes to access water for business purposes. The LCC police and the Zambia police have continued to carry out joint operations in the CBD to apprehend perpetrators of this crime.
The council noted with dismay that some illegal car wash owners have resorted to illegally disconnecting the water reticulation system to create sources of water for their businesses. The local authority will not tolerate vandalism to public infrastructure and illegal trading activities in the central business district or anywhere in the city. Anyone found guilty of perpetrating illegality will face the full force of the law. The local authority advises residents to adhere to council guidelines.
Mandevu constituency in Pulungu Ward 26 councillor says the construction of Kabangwe police post has commenced at a cost of 1,500,000 kwacha. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mwenya Chileshe says the project that is currently at foundation level and is expected to be completed within a time frame of 4 months started this July. Mr. Chileshe says the modern police post comprise of police holding cells, offices and an ablution block.
They are just doing the trenches with the foundation. Exactly, we are just doing a normal police post with holding cells and some offices, as well as the ablution block. They are approximately 1.5 million for months. Yes, that is the contractual period is 4 months.
Church News. The Inter-Religious Association for Peace and Development of Zambia has held a prayer breakfast aimed at bringing all religious groups to pray for the country. The purpose of the meeting is to ensure that the country remains united regardless of religion. Speaking during the event, leader of the Baha'i, Reverend Lawrence Banda, has since called on individuals to embrace and respect different religions. Reverend Banda has also called for peace and love in churches as the country remains united through interreligion and commended individuals from different regions who came together to pray despite having different beliefs. Meanwhile, Independent Churches of Zambia, ICOS President Bishop David Masupa has called for common values to unite people from all walks of life through peace.
Agriculture News.
In agriculture news, the Agricultural Climate Action Executive Director, Oliver Kandela Wulaya, has emphasized the need for affordable renewable energy solutions for farmers. Speaking to One Love Radio, Dr. Wulaya says despite some progress in importing renewable energy equipment, he notes that the benefits have not been passed on to farmers due to economic challenges. Dr. Wulaya has urged providers of equipment such as solar panels to lower their prices, making it more accessible to farmers.
Lowering, especially by the providers of some of these equipment, so that if they lower the production, I mean the sale of some of these, it will be good enough, especially for our farmers. We understand the economy is performing, and we have some reduction in terms of the cost of some of these things based on the strengthening of our kwacha. So we want to see equipment in terms of solar panels, and also we appealing also to the government to provide some incentives, especially even to farmers who want especially to sink balls, because these are so expensive beyond the reach of our smallholder farmers. So all these are things that the government can try to look at to ensure.
We take a break to stay tuned.
Listen to One Love Radio main news.
Of course, there's too much corruption.
At 8 hours.
Yeah, or if those people just deliver according to what people want, let them know that we voted for them.
13 hours and 18 hours. For news tips, call FAS 211-22-4404. Or email us on onelovenews@gmail.com.
The World Health Organization, WHO, says Israel's offensive in central Gaza has compromised its efforts to continue working after its facilities came under attack. The UN agency accused Israeli forces of attacking a staff residence in the city of Deir Albala on Monday and mistreating those sheltering there. Its main warehouse was also attacked and destroyed. The WHO says one of its staff detained by troops during the raid on the residency was still being held and demanded their immediate release. The Israeli military says it detained several individuals suspected of involvement in terrorism in the area and that most were released. For more foreign news, here is the BBC.
The Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza says at least 33 people, including 12 children, have died of starvation over the past 2 days.